Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I'm your host, James Lampkin. Thank you for joining us. We'll be testing your knowledge today of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions or clues. Take on the challenge solo or find a competitive friend to play against. Our 3 rounds today will be hits of the 70s, boy bands, and Who Am I? For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available for this episode is 15. As per usual, we'll be going through all the answers at the end of the episode. Good luck!
Round 1.
In round 1 today, you'll hear 5 general questions about hit songs from the 1970s. Each question will be worth 1 point. Let's get to it. Question 1. According to a 1976 hit by American band Wild Cherry, they wanted what type of music to be played? Question 2. Which 70s hit by ABBA shares its name with a Morse code distress signal? Question 3. Which shock rocker had a 1972 hit with the song School's Out? Question 4. What familial band had hits in the 70s with songs like Listen to the Music and What a Fool Believes? Question 5. Which Rolling Stones hit from 1978 later became a hit for Bette Midler in 1984? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 is boy bands. You will receive the names of 3 members of a popular boy band. They could be members past or present. Your job is to try and correctly identify the name of the group. 1 point is available for each correct answer. Here we go. Question 6. Gary, Howard, and Mark. Question 7. Brian, AJ, and Howie. Question 8. Jackie, Tito, and Marlon. Question 9. Nikki, Mark, and Brian. Question 10. Taylor, Zach, and Isaac. That's it for round 2. Get ready, we're moving on to the final round.
Round 3.
Round 3 is Who Am I? You're going to receive a series of clues about a famous music star. As each clue is going to reveal more information, the sooner you can identify the answer, the more points you get. Give yourself 5 points if you get it from just one clue, and progressively down to only one point if you can figure it out on the final clue. Here we go. Clue 1. I was born on the 5th of November 1959 in Ontario, Canada. Clue 2. As a child, my family relocated a lot around the world, and I got my first guitar at age 10, but I later bought an imitation Les Paul at a local five and dime store. Clue 3. I signed a record deal in the late 1970s and released my first single, Let Me Take You Dancing, in 1978, followed by a self-titled debut album in 1980. Clue 4. In 1991, my hit song, Everything I Do It For You, had a record-breaking run of 16 weeks at number 1 in the UK. Clue 5. My other hit singles include Heaven, Run To You, and Summer of 69. That's all our rounds complete. We're going to be back just after the break to reveal all of the answers. And welcome back. Here come the answers, starting with round one, the hit songs of the 1970s. Question one. Funky music, as in play that funky music. Question 2. SOS is both an ABBA song and the Morse code distress signal. Question 3. Alice Cooper was behind the hit School's Out. Question 4. The Doobie Brothers. Despite their name, they weren't actually related. Question 5. Beast of Burden was the hit for both the Rolling Stones and Bette Midler. Continuing on to round 2, you were looking to identify the boy band from the three members that we revealed. Here are the answers. Question 6. Gary, Howard and Mark are from Take That. Question 7. Brian, AJ and Howie are members of the Backstreet Boys. Question 8. Jackie, Tito and Marlon are from the Jackson 5. Question 9. Nikki, Mark and Brian are members of Westlife. Question 10. Taylor, Zach and Isaac are the brothers of Hanson. For our final round today, you were looking to identify a music artist from our Who Am I clues. The correct answer was Bryan Adams. Give yourself between 1 and 5 points if you got that correct, depending on how many clues you needed. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum total points available for this episode was 15. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. You can also support the show by leaving us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. It can help others to discover and enjoy this content as well. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lamkin. That's me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.